Well, from this week's cover, Elva, it looks like the Las Cruces Bulletin is going to the dogs.
It sure is. On the cover, we have Irene, and she's there because they are breaking ground at the Animal Service Center of the Mesilla Valley as it's adding to its facility, which is a project that will hopefully be done by September of 2022. GO bond money has been put to work as the May 27th groundbreaking kicked off the construction, which will provide solar arrays, a gazebo, outdoor shaded area, and pods for the dogs. Also, cat condos, space for owner surrenders, and counseling services. The $9.8 million project also includes work on the Rinconada Dog Park and the Burn Lake Dog Park.
All right. And we're going to stay on the same theme. This week, the New Mexico Department of Health issued a warning for the extreme heat that we're going to be under here for the near future. And so publisher Richard Coltharp offers some ways to get around that.
Right. One of them is to spend time with your pets. But he's really talking about taking advantage of the summer's golden hour, which is that time in the morning before it gets really hot. From yard work to exercise to hanging out with your dog, there are plenty of things to do on a summer morning in the Mesilla Valley. One of my favorite ideas is going to the dump and how we all can feel a little bit lighter if we clear out our living spaces a bit by getting things done in the morning.
And this week you have a fungus among us.
Yeah, one of my personal favorite stories in this edition is talking about Chef John Hartley, an NMSU professor of fungal plant pathology, who shares the good, bad, and delicious side of mushrooms. After holding a virtual cooking demonstration, he has provided us with some simple and simply delicious recipes using a variety of different mushrooms for us to try, including black pearl mushroom croutons, lion's mane and corn chowder, and sautéed oyster mushrooms.
All right. And I believe a week from Saturday is Juneteenth, and there will be a celebration.
An all-virtual Juneteenth jazz festival happens June 18th and 19th. It brings two world-renowned jazz musicians to our computers. The festival is encapsulated by the phrase, "Jazz history is Black history," and coordinated by New Mexico jazz musician Derek Lee. The program opens with Doña Ana County NAACP president and includes not only jazz ensembles, but a history roundtable, Friday night open mic jam, activity kits from the Brannigan Cultural Center, a drumming workshop, and the bulletin includes a full schedule as well as the story.
I think that the virtual events are something that even after we're past the pandemic are still going to have a place somewhere. Certainly one of those areas is in medicine.
Definitely. At Electronic Caregiver, a telehealth panel brought together borderland health professionals and World Health Organization Professor Dr. Jürgen Osterbrink for some interesting discussion and collaboration. Osterbrink talked about how his program at Paracelsus Medical University in Austria is working and researching the use of telemedicine and how entities can work with each other to achieve better health connections for patients of all kinds.
A few weeks ago, we had New Mexico State University Athletics Director Mario Mocha on our Voice of the Public program, and he was hinting around at the time that we would be hearing soon about a new Aggie product, and you're ready to tell us about it.
In news editor Dave Burge's Beyond the Press Box column in the sports section, he talks about an innovative fundraising salsa tasting event held last week to introduce a plan and to choose salsas, to have an NMSU-branded salsa generating funds for the athletic department. The Aggies already have a branded beer, whiskey, roasted coffee, and a scented candle called Pistol Pete's Smell of Victory. So why not a salsa, too?
Well, then they have wine, too. A growing line of products all the time, and all in this week's Las Cruces Bulletin. Elva, thank you for the update.
Thank you, Casey. Have a great week.